Bono recites emotional poem mourning USAID shutdown in video with Bush and Obama. By Simon Kent on July 1, 2025. The DEI trio of former Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush alongside singer Bono all mourned the passing of USAID on Monday. With the U2 frontman embracing his inner Robert Frost and reciting a sad poem he wrote to lament the occasion. A highly emotional video farewell was released by the teary threesome as a last goodbye to the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, and its 10,000 employees, all funded by U.S. taxpayers, AP reports. The former presidents and Bono spoke with thousands in the global USAID community in a video conference, which was billed as a closed press event to allow political leaders and others privacy for sometimes angry, teary remarks. They took the opportunity to repeat untested allegations the end of USAID is the end of life for thousands of former recipients. Parts of the video were shared with the Associated Press and noted in its report with Obama calling the Trump administration's dismantling of USAID a colossal mistake. As Breitbart News reported, President Donald Trump ordered the closure of the agency as one of his first acts on returning to the White House, noting the agency was run by radical left lunatics and rife with tremendous fraud, while Elon Musk called it a criminal organization. Trump and a host of Republican lawmakers targeted USAID, which oversees humanitarian, development and security programs in some 120 countries, after accusing it of losing its way. Obama, speaking in a recorded statement, offered assurances to the aid and development workers, some listening from overseas. "Your work has mattered and will matter for generations to come," he told them, per the AP report. The Global Order. Cory Booker throws tantrum over USAID shutdown, tells supporters to fight. Bono, who has an estimated personal net worth of $700 million, was announced as the surprise guest, in shades and a cap. The Irishman is reported to have jokingly hailed the USAID staffers as secret agents of international development in acknowledgement of the nature of Monday's unofficial gathering of USAID workers. Bono spoke passionately as he recited a poem he had written to the agency and its gutting. He spoke of child deaths due to malnutrition, in a reference to people. Millions, according to USAID supporters, who will allegedly suffer because of the U.S. cuts to funding for health and other programs abroad. "They called you crooks when you were the best of us," Bono said. Spending for USAID was previously determined by Congress. Its budget for the 2023 fiscal year was about $40 billion, according to a report last month from the Congressional Research Service. As of 2016, USAID reported it had 10,235 employees on its U.S. taxpayer-funded payroll. The Associated Press contributed to this report. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.